Well, great morning. This is Stanley Harris, and I just want to let you know that today is a beautiful, awesome, and amazing day. I want to talk about how the enrichment of brotherhood would be so much more profound if we would just come together just one time. Not just for one time, but what I mean is just come together and stay solid. And stop being easily to be offset or separated by frivolous conversation. Let me tell you something. Over the weekend, I saw where there was a group of brothers together, Times Square here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wonderful place, you know, where mixed genders was all together, hanging out, just talking and having a great time. Communication wise anyways. And then all of a sudden there was one brother who felt as if though, you know what, man, why are we hanging around with these class of people? They beneath us. This is what the African American man said out of his mouth. These people, they don't have a car like we have. They don't have the money that we have. Look at how we dress and look at how they're dressed. They became judgmental. And the people that they assumed was beneath them had way more money than they did. But no, this isn't about stuff. This is about the genuine sensitivity of understanding the connection of brotherhood. That's why so much is happening to us brothers all over the world. We're being shot. We're being dragged out of restaurants, gyms, beat down, and they already know that won't nobody do nothing to them about it. Why? Because there is no togetherness. We are pretty much the only race of people that don't have no unity. Because if we did, we wouldn't be being shot as we being pulled over for a misdemeanor that turns into a murder. Oh my God, when is it that we're going to learn? They picking us off one by one. Every single day, we are being picked off, whether we with our families or by ourselves. They find a reason to shoot us. Maybe we smell different. They shoot us. We have on the wrong set of clothes. We get shot. Let me tell you something. You may not think it's bad. It is horrible. And those of us that don't want to do anything about it, we sit back and fold our arms and say, well, it wasn't me. But what if it was you? Then what? The same mentality, isn't it? Sit back, do nothing, say nothing, and it continues. Mexicans, you don't hear about them being shot and dragged out of the car. Caucasian men, you don't hear about them being shot, dragged out of the car. Japanese, Chinese men, you don't hear them being dragged and shot because of a misdemeanor pullover. Only the African-American race. What is it about our race that causes people to just want to just shoot us on the spot? Can somebody tell me? Wow. Because I feel like I know, but I need somebody else to tell me. Maybe I'm seeing this thing wrong. Maybe we are unified. Maybe there is a greatness of unity amongst us. Or is it? Because I'm going to tell you something. If it was, this wouldn't be happening. We're like a broken wagon with broken wheels. You fill it up with rocks, and as you pull it, it makes loud sounds. It makes a noise, and that's all it does. So when are we going to get us a brand new wagon with beautiful brand new tires that sounds like the stealth bomber? When we move, you don't even hear that we're coming. When we arrive on a set, you don't even know that we're there. Sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to change what's going on in this world or in your community. But we are too busy. Let me tell you what it is. The outside watches how we conduct ourselves with each other. Oh my God, man, they call each other Negro, bitch, whore, faggot. They shoot each other. They kill each other. We rob those that we feel have more than us, leave them on the side of the road for dead, and then we go and collectively get into a corner with the rest of our comrades and say, oh man, we got that nigga. Oh my God. People are paying attention to that. That's why it's so easy for them to infiltrate us and nothing be done about it in the court system. Let me tell you something. When you start reuniting and really being who you say you are and stop being pretentious about it, anybody can have a conversation. Anybody can stand behind a podium and make a great speech. But that's all it is, a speech. I won't call the greats name because it's not their fault that we don't have no togetherness or no unity. It's our fault because we won't represent us nor our women. But that's another story. Well, listen, let me just say, let's stop procrastinating. Let's stop waiting until every day we're getting picked off one by one and do something about it to where it stops. This is horrible. We talking about everything but the right thing. And when you have that one person that try to implement or institute a positive explosive change, that person get killed off. I don't have to name no names. You exactly know what I'm talking about. The God that we serve can do any and all things but fail. What is it and who is it that you believe in? You can't blame God for our shortcomings. We have to blame ourselves. But will we? Can we? Interesting. This has definitely been a sad opportunity for me to share because of what I've witnessed over the weekend. But I wanted to share it because maybe it would land upon attentive ears and not those ears that are deaf or choose to not hear it and say, oh, it ain't me. Some of us are so ignorant. We don't care, and we don't care that we don't care. But those of us that say we care, when is it that we're going to do something about it? Or are we brave enough? Or we're going to be like the women. We're going to cower down behind them and put them on the front line as we've been doing. And the Bible, God said, he made woman to be our helpmeet. But he put us in a position to lead. Now, which is it that we're going to do? Are we going to lead? Or are we going to pretentiously act like we want to be a leader to impress those that look up to us? You be blessed. You stay awesome. You stay amazing. And have a fruitful, dynamite day. God's blessings always upon you in a powerful way.